About 100 people turned out for a rally in support of tribal sovereignty and environmental conservation held in downtown Anchorage today. The rally was organized to coincide with others being held in Canada, other states, and other countries in support of the Idle No More movement in Canada, in which First Nations have been protesting legislation that removes environmental protections on tribal lands. Allison Warden of Coktovik and Anchorage was the MC.
And I hope that there's something awakened within you, within your heart, something inside your DNA, like, this is where I'm supposed to be, this is what I'm supposed to do, this is how I stand up for my people, this is how I speak my voice, this is how I protect my lands. Yes!
Vi Wahali of St. Lawrence Island says military bases built there during the Cold War have contaminated the land and waters where Yupik residents of the island gather food.
We have 10 times more PCB levels in the blood of our people than the average American in the lower 48. But we're also some of the most highly contaminated population on the planet because of our reliance on our subsistence foods, our nakapik, our bowhead whales, our walrus and seals. Our very food that have sustained our people for many, many generations is killing our people.
Other participants held signs with slogans such as Yupik Idol No More, Don't Make Us Put Our Warrior Pants On, Honor Our Spirituality, and Decolonize Your Mind. CBS, ABC, and other news media and social media are reporting Idol No More rallies were held today in dozens of communities across Canada, the United States, and in countries such as Puerto Rico, Chile, and Colombia, with individuals expressing support in Israel, New Zealand, and France. A handful of people turned out for a rally in Juneau as well.